This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was just telling those guys that, you know, it only took us about an hour to get up there, an hour and 15 minutes up to Salem yesterday.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a winter wonderland and everything else. Chickens everywhere, dogs, the whole thing, which is great. And then I was thinking about that riding arena.
Yes.
And you know what I said.
It needs to be a hockey rink.
That should have been a hockey rink. I mean, they're not even using it right now.
Yeah, there's a picture of it. I'm not going to tweet it out because it's someone's personal place. But,
right.
I mean, I have a picture of it, and it looks like a barn. I mean, it looks like a hockey, old hockey barn shrunk down that you could put a rink in there. Yeah.
If I could convince our buddy to, you know, change it into a hockey rink, what do you think?
He's not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Absolutely not. And by the way, if you wanted to build your own, it wouldn't be all that cheap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But then you got to get the land, and you got to deal with this and that and everything else.
You know, yeah,
it's just a pain in the ass.
Well, that's why people go all the way up there when they got the horses, because they can get the acreage. Yeah, acreage. It was horse country.
Well, either go, you know, that's northern Westchester County and northern eastern Westchester County. You know, you can go up into Dutchess County.
Yeah.
It's a little bit further, a little bit, you know, it's just as nice. Taxes a little bit less.
Yeah, is that also horse country?
All up there is horse country. Yes.
A lot of horses. I can't even imagine. I mean, I've got, you know, two daughters and two dogs, and I always said, like, we can't add one more thing that can't go to the bathroom on its own into our lives. You know, like, if you think about it, like, I have to help all of those things go to the bathroom in somehow, some way. So
to a lot of pressure.
Yeah. But to have, like, three horses, 15 chickens, three ducks, a goat, and a whatever the hell else, a bunny.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah, six dogs and a cat.
That all get along. Dogs and cats getting along.
It's like, how many people does it take to keep this place fed and cleaning up all the poop?
That's part of the fun, though.
No, I know it is. People love it, and it was great. I was just happy I wasn't the one who had to deal with it.
I hear you, but I loved it, man.
It was great. It was absolutely great, and it's a wonderful place. We had a wonderful meal. It was the perfect medicine for a crazy day yesterday.
Yes,
for sure. All right. You know, we were talking about retread head coaches.
Okay,
and if that's the right way to go or not. Now, there's two famous retread head coaches that you think of right away that won Super Bowls that are still coaching: Bill Belichick and Andy Reid. Both those guys are retreads. And they won a Super Bowl in their second place.
Yeah, Andy Reid was a very successful coach in Philly.
No, I know, but he hadn't won a Super Bowl with Philly.
But I'm not calling him a retread. Andy Reid's not a retread.
Well, why
Bill
not?
Bill Belichick may have been a retread because he didn't have a lot of successes.
Well, retread doesn't mean that you didn't have success. Retread just means that you're getting another job after you got a first job.
You have to say retread like you redo. Can't you say like a second chance guy?
Second chance guy? It's a lot more cumbersome than retread. I don't know.
Yeah, but retread just sounds so negative. It's got such a negative connotation.
All right, so I'll give you a couple other retreads.
But let me ask you.
Dick Vermeil?
Retread.
Retread?
Successful.
Been successful, did it, and won a Super Bowl with the St. Louis Rams.
Mike Ditka?
Retread didn't really work out, though. He won a Super Bowl in the first place, though. Did not... In the second place.
Dan Reeves?
Yeah, Dan Reeves.
Dirty Bird.
Dirty Bird, for sure. Retread worked out in a couple different places, you would say.
New York being one of them?
Yeah.
He took two teams to the Super Bowl.
That's
Didn't win, but...
Yep.
Bill Parcells?
Bill Parcells. He also took two teams to the Super Bowl.
Didn't win.
Yeah.
He's a quad tread.
He's a quad tread, yeah.
Holmgren took two teams, didn't win the second one.
Yep. So there has been, you know, this one guy called up and said, hey, there's never been a coach who has won two Super Bowls in different places or a Super Bowl in a different place after winning the first one. There's been a ton of guys who have gotten second jobs and had a lot of success.
Now, here's the thing,
Don Shula.
When you when you see, there's a photo floating around of when Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, and McVay were all on the Washington football team staff when they drafted RG3.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden was the head coach.
You sure about that, or was it Mike Shanahan's last year? And then when
I
Jay
feel like they all were there together. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it was Mike Shanahan.
Just Google it.
But they were all, you know, and that's. But the point being is, like, everybody wants. Like, if you looked at those three guys, everybody would want a young, up and coming, aggressive, super energy guy.
Sure.
That shows up every day, and every day's a great day.
Yeah.
Like, he's not miserable. He's not screaming at you.
Right.
He's not all over you. When he walks in, he says hello to the secretaries and the people that work in the, you know, the cafeteria. And everything's great when he comes walking in. And that's what you got to have, one of those guys. Like, we make fun of Sean McVay, but the guy is amazing.
Do we? I don't think we make fun of him
all
that much.
He talks, you know, you do a, and it always sounds like he's on 5-hour energy or C4 or whatever.
Yeah, that's fair.
But he's always upbeat. Kyle Shanahan, upbeat. You know, Zach Taylor, you would not know it because nobody really knows who he is. But when he got there, he convinced Mike Brown, I need a couple different meeting rooms. I need more of this. I need more of that. And usually, you're going to meet resistance from the ownership of the Bengals in regards to some of the little things that coaches want to spend money on.
Yeah.
And Mike Brown supported his young coach. And Mike Brown stayed with him because they obviously knew they had a quarterback. But Zach Taylor is going around Cincinnati giving game balls to bars.
Which is awesome.
When he's created a whole new tradition, if it can last, that anytime they win a game ball, they're going to give it to a bar or give it to the city of Cincinnati, because he's been trying to change, like, the narrative about the team, even though he only had won six games in his first 2 years. You know, he's going out to local bars, he's going out to local restaurants, going to a Starbucks, saying hello to people, going to his kids' games. I mean, like, he's trying to change things, kind of like Joe Judge tried to change things here.
Yeah, didn't work out.
It didn't work out, but for Zach and getting Joe Burrow, it has worked out. And then they added Jamar Chase. Look at what that kid's done.
Sure. So of all the retreads that are out there right now,
the retreads.
Which one do you like the best? Doug Peterson, Brian Flores, Dan Quinn. Did I say Doug Peterson?
Right? Yeah, you did.
Raheem Morris, yes. Raheem Morris.
Mike Zimmer.
Jim Caldwell, Leslie Frazier.
Mike Zimmer.
Todd Bowles. Who out of those guys? Flores? Everybody loves Flores.
Well, I think Flores is like, you know, I feel like everybody felt like he got screwed.
Yeah.
Almost every single fan that you talk to feels like Flores got screwed.
Why does nobody feel like Doug Peterson got screwed?
Because I think he had a nice run there at the end and, you know, it just kind of fizzled.
He's got a statue.
Yeah, I mean, but you get shuffled out of there a couple years after you win a Super Bowl.
So the real question is, if you were a coach, honestly, a football coach that had a chance to go back into the league, where would you want to go? Where would you think that you could have immediate success or at least a modicum of success to buy you a couple years to get your program up and running?
Man. Well, the Giants would scare me because you said, you know, if you look at the history, they move on from guys very quickly. So you're talking about having a few years to have your success. That wouldn't be the place. Jacksonville, I wouldn't want to go to.
Even with your quarterback, Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, he had a miserable first year. Uh-huh. So I don't know.
But you could see it. It's there. You could see it. Like, Houston's, you know that he's going to be good if he gets into a right system.
Houston's a rough
situation. You got to go with Nick Caserio, who's the GM there. And, you know, the whole wackiness of the Texans, it's a wacky situation.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Maybe the Bears. Bears and Raiders.
What about the Vikings?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to end up blowing it up, or they're going to get rid of the quarterback or what. I mean, I don't know.
Raiders would be a fun place to be a coach, man. You got a quarterback. He's only got 1 year left in his contract. And he's a good quarterback. You know, he's kind of like Dak Prescott. He's a good quarterback. You're not going to go wholesale changes there. I don't think.
No. I just wonder, you know, with the Vikings, are they trying to, like, get back to the playoffs next year because they think they have a great roster that was underachieving with Zimmer, or is this the beginning of a rebuild for them? That's the thing I want to know.
Are they committed to Kirk Cousins? Then it's not a rebuild.
Yeah, I don't know if they are.
Well, that's a question that the new GM and new coach will have to answer. But I would say that if they don't go with a rebuild in Minnesota, you have an offense. You have a quarterback. You have two really good wide receivers, and you got Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
I mean, you have players there. Rick Spielman left players there.
He did.
I don't know about their salary cap situation and all of that, but
it's not great. It's one of the top five worst in the league.
Right.
Mm. Well, yeah, right.
Wow. So that's
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I know. And the Giants are the same way. Giants are in that same boat with fewer players, with less talent. So that's why that job, even though we expect them to name a GM a little bit later today, and it may be the guy from Buffalo, Shane.
Yep.
It may be. Who knows?
Yeah, I feel like it is.
You got your spidey senses are tingling on that one?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like he was the first guy interviewed. First guy with a second interview.
And he's been interviewed by others.
It seems like they were zeroing in on him from the beginning. So if he wants to do it, and this is the place he wants to be, maybe he gets offered the job. Or maybe he was already offered the job. We'll find out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We're waiting for BT to come in. I was looking for him in the break. I was looking in the studio.
Right around now.
He pops in
big
here.
Big balls.
You're at about the right time.
And we need to get his response to Sal Licata calling him out, not only on Twitter, but on the air. He don't want this smoke.
Hey, maybe he's hiding from the smoke.
He doesn't want this smoke.
He doesn't want this smoke. This is becoming a thing. I just had to film a video for Anthony Gallo out there. Thoughts on the Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney beef.
He doesn't want this smoke.
I mean, did you do it in a way that, you know, you're disappointed with the way things have started out for Tiki?
No, I just said it's getting ugly around here.
You have noticed since Tiki and Tierney did start here. I mean, first started with Pete Hoffman and the Twitter.
That's right.
Now all of a sudden it's Sal and Tierney. I mean, like, it's a common thread that's starting to develop here.
It's true. And Sal was also a part of that whole Twitter thing as well. He's the one who pointed that out to me, those retweets.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So we got a thing brewing.
Well, there you go.
He doesn't want this smoke.
Man, that is... Sal going to get himself in trouble again?
No. No, I don't think so. No. Okay. No, he's...
Didn't he get in trouble one time here?
He did. It was a very long time ago. It was a mistake that he's acknowledged and he's fought back from, and he's all good.
Okay.
So, no need to worry about that.
He doesn't want this smoke.
I just feel like these two guys, eventually, like, the world was going to bring them together on a sports take. Like, it just had to. Like, the baldness and the sports and the FAN and the New York. It was just eventually they were going to, boom, the magnetism was going to happen.
But even Tiki and Tierney, boom, don't agree on a lot.
No, I know.
So it's perfect.
Plus the bravado of the two men.
Yeah, they're right. Exactly. The bravado is exactly the right
big
word.
Balls.
I'm taking Brandon the whole way. The whole way.
You're talking physical or not?
I think it needs to be physical. I think they need, like, you know, if you're going to talk tough, then back it up.
Interesting. You really want this to devolve into a physical altercation. Surprised. I mean, I like to hear them two debate. Like, Sal should go on, but you know what's going to happen. Is Sal go on Tiki and Tierney, and then by the end of it, they'll be laughing, they'll be buddies.
No, you know what's going to happen. Tiki's going to end up leaving. I can't deal with this nonsense.
Maybe. But like when Maggie came on with Al, it got worse. Remember that one?
That did not go well.
That was bad. Like by the end of that one, that was just like, that was rough.
Yeah, it was kind of rough, Al.
I even tried to be pleasant to her in the hallways after that, months after, and she took it personal. Very icy to me.
Very personal.
I have a vivid memory of Al during that time because Maggie was on the phone, right? And you were in there. She wasn't in here. And I remember Al looking in the control room and he was standing up and he would like pop in and he would like say stuff in the microphone and then like back off the microphone. Like in like such a tough way. He'd be like, oh, so Lawrence Taylor coming on again today? And then he would like, then I'd see him like looking at Twitter and it was probably stuff like, yeah, go, Al. Like you were so in your element at that point.
I love arguing.
Yeah, I know. You were really in your element. Mm. But I could see Sal going on with Tierney and it just being like a buddy-buddy.
I don't, you know what? I think it could end that way, but I think they would go out of pretty good.
So the more I think about this, the more I think Sal was jealous that Tierney got the midday show. That to me is what I think the impetus of all this is. Because Sal had the midday show for a while until they got the job.
Didn't. He filled in.
He filled in for a month.
And he probably liked it.
Who doesn't like it? It's the best hours, you know.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. Then now all of a sudden Tierney's got it and he's making these takes on Dan Quinn. And Sal is so impassioned about he's anti-Dan Quinn. I could see Sal taking like to a whole nother personal level.
Maybe, or it could just be about Dan Quinn.
And poor Brandon Tierney.
Brandon Tierney. He can take care of himself.
He's just giving his opinion about something, and you know he's not calling anybody out that disagrees with him. He just doesn't want this smoke.
Poor Brandon Tierney. Like he's an orphan who can't fend for himself.
Takes care of himself just fine.
I know. I think he handles his business. You know,
you might be saying poor Sal by 2 o'clock today.
Yeah, you don't know.
Possible. Brandon might just destroy him.
Yeah, but Brandon didn't start this.
No, but apparently he doesn't want this smoke.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's the greatest. And Sal did go after him both on Twitter and on the air.
That's what I'm saying.
He did, yeah.
That's why there's true hatred there.
There's hatred or jealousy.
It's not true.
All right, by the way, we're giving away Zach Brown Band tickets in the next 15 minutes or less. Stay tuned for that. Jerry back with the update right now. What's going on, Jerry?
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We hear from Joe Burrow. Bengals getting set for the Titans tomorrow afternoon. You expecting any new looks from Tennessee?
In the NFL, they can come up with a lot of things you haven't seen. I would say maybe Tom Brady has seen just about everything that they can throw at him, but he's been playing for, he got drafted when I was 3 years old, so I got a lot more to see.
I like one guy on Twitter mentioned, too, another ridiculous thought of Brady is he's older than most of these head coaches and GM candidates, which is really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Poles was like 34.
Right, yeah. You got 34-year-old GM candidates, guys in their early 40s, and there's Brady at 44. Niners, Packers tomorrow night. Here's Jimmy Garoppolo, big win in Dallas. The time is now to continue on.
Putting that pressure on your team early, it creates a mindset. It creates an atmosphere in the locker room of, a sense of urgency that we have to win now and, we got to make some plays.
So. Especially with that offense that they'll be looking at in terms of what Green Bay can do at the point that they can put up.
The Green Gay Packers.
Yeah, well, my bad. Randall Cobb is expected back for Green Bay. Marquez Valdes-Scantling doubtful with a back injury. Nick Bosa, Fred Warner for San Francisco expected to go. Are you about done with the Zoom press conferences at this point?
Oh, my God, just so terrible. Al and I were talking about that earlier, about how he was trying to listen to a podcast yesterday and a guest is on the Zoom and it just sounds terrible and ruins your whole experience.
I think Tiki and Tierney have Keith Hernandez on a Zoom today.
Oh, do they?
I'm pretty sure they do.
I mean, you got the Manning cast with the guys on the Zoom.
Yeah.
It's just horrendous quality.
It is. It can be. Well, that happened to Jalen Ramsey yesterday. Now, he was in person, but the reporters were on the Zoom, and this one reporter in particular had a little bit of an issue.
How do you make that transition from covering a guy like, for example, like Mike Evans, and then if you're
You gotta get Verizon, Gary. I ain't gonna lie to you. Gary, what you got? Metro PCS?
See, I think what this is, I think this is the 5G eruption. That's what I think is going on here.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Now, he did go on to wonder what service the reporter does have.
Gary, you got Metro PCS phone, man? What you got? That ain't Verizon or Spectrum. That AT&T? What's that, Sprint? T-Mobile?
No, just that.
You must be a Hidden Hills.
He says, really no idea what you wanted from me.
Over at Hidden Hills at Drake House, Gary. All I heard was Mike Evans and then a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
So there you go. He was having some fun with the reporter. Now, I also saw, I think it's real, but I'm not sure. I don't want to be one of these guys that gets duped. No.
Yeah.
I saw a story, but again, I don't know if it's real or not, that a couple of fans got into Dak's press conference. Because at AT&T Stadium, the players walk past fans.
It's
roped off, and then there's some glass partitions and other places. And there was video of a guy who claims that he just wandered right in.
It was a TikToker.
So was that true?
A TikToker got through, but they said supposedly he asked actual real good questions.
Like two of them, I believe.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, TikTok user asked Dak Prescott questions after sneaking into Cowboys post-game press conference.
How the hell does that happen?
Pretty bad. I mean, obviously people not paying attention to the credentials and everything else.
See, I wasn't sure if he was Photoshopping himself in or how that works, but he wasn't even dressed like a reporter.
What were the questions that he asked?
They were legit. They were actually good questions. It was something like, what did the defense do to kind of hold you guys back in the first half? And then, you know, you woke up at halftime. But it wasn't like they were asking, you know, there were no Baba Booies or anything stupid like that. It was a legit question. It was funny, though. So
no Baba Booies.
Well, sometimes you get these dumb questions throw that in at the end. And,
you know,
it's a joke. Here was Gronk, the benefits of being home for this game.
Yeah, it's very important, you know. It's a team that's traveling across the whole country. I mean, that plays a little bit of factor, so it's always nice to, you know, have that home game instead of, you know, having a 4-hour, 5-hour plane flight.
I don't know why. I just find him, he's a peach. And then the Chiefs and Bills.
I mean, he talks like he's a 12-year-old still, you know.
He also looks and acts like it.
Yeah. Flying across the whole entire country, you know, plane flight. He talks like he's prepubescent.
And we are waiting for the Giants to hire their new GM today. The finalists, Ryan Poles, Joe Shane, and Adam Peters. I know you guys believe it to be Shane. We shall see. Hopefully, sometime today, we get some Giants news. The Knicks news is not good, as they lost again last night. They fall to 22-24 as they were done in by the Pelicans.
Pels with a 10-point lead. And the ball. Jose Alvarado, right elbow jumper. He got it. He is feeling it at Madison Square Garden. He's got 13 now. And he is having a lot of fun.
Guys love feeling it at Madison Square Garden.
Well, he's from the Bronx.
Yes,
that's
he
wise.
Is. And had he was saying that the other teammates helped him get a whole bunch of tickets for his family so that they could get in and watch him. So very cool. 102-91 the final. The Knicks fall to 22-24. The Pelicans' 17th win on the season. Jonas Valanciunas at 18-10. Here's Tibbs. Team's not playing well. He knows they've hit a bad stretch.
The last six games, we have this inconsistency that we have to fix,
which they have not been able to do so far. Julius Randle, another tough night. 4 points, 1 of 9 shooting. Did not meet the media, was not made available after the game. And here's one from Willie Green, the Pelicans head coach. Nice night from my guys.
Such a blessing to be able to have guys to respond the way they did. Like you said, didn't start the trip off the way we would like, but gritty and gutsy win. Here in the Garden.
And I play that because Thibodeau said earlier he didn't think his team played tough enough. And then you got Green saying, gritty, tough win. So the Knicks didn't match it, and so the Knicks fall a couple
Sheldon
of games.
O'Keefe said the same thing about the Maple Leafs the other night when they went in the Garden.
Said they were soft.
Yes,
they were very soft.
They didn't play tough.
That's exactly right.
The Rangers, we play tough.
Well, the Rangers played tough. The Knicks did not.
Let me ask you.
Big test tonight for the Rangers against the Carolina Hurricanes.
That's right.
Five former Rangers.
Huge test, like an SAT.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you, if they move the Garden, like you're telling me they might move the Garden?
Yes.
Is all these basketball teams going to come in there and say, man, stepping into Mecca like this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me?
I actually think if they keep the roof, the scoreboard, and the lighting the same, I do.
Really?
So I think it would have the same feel.
Yeah, but it would be a completely different building in a different area.
I mean, it's not like the Garden hasn't changed before.
Yeah, no, but the renovations in the same spot.
Well,
you know?
No, I mean, the Garden was, 10 blocks away, 30, 40 years ago? When was that? When they moved the Garden? In the 70s?
Yeah.
68.
68? So it's not like it hasn't happened before.
Yeah, but 68 to now is a long time.
The Garden, the new Garden, is going to be more comfortable, better sight lines. You know, remember, this Garden is oval. It's round outside, but it's an oval inside, really, as opposed to all the new buildings are all rectangular buildings.
Yeah.
Better sight lines, better, you know, better seating, wider seating. You know, we went to UBS.
Mm-hmm.
UBS is unbelievable how wide the seats are and how comfortable they are.
No, I know. I mean, and obviously it'll be great if they build it. I'm just talking about when all these teams come in and kick the Knicks' ass. Are they going to say, man, just being able to do this here at the Garden, you know, at the Mecca, it's just the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's a new building. It's totally different.
Yeah, but it's not even Madison Square. It hasn't been at Madison Square for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's true. That part of it is true as well. Hey, look. This is what we need. We need another new building.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
We got UBS.
Why
not? We redid the Slinky out there in Nassau. We got, you know, we got the Barclays Center. You got the Prudential Center. And now we got to have a new Garden. And it's got to be the Mecca. It's got to be built for a king.
Oh, I would hope so.
Maybe you get LeBron when he's 40.
Yeah.
There's your king.
Yeah, to play with his grandson.
Nets in San Antonio tonight. And then also, the play in Dallas the other day has crossed over to different sports, if you will, the way the Cowboy Niner game ended. So much so that Charles Barkley had his take on TNT last night.
Singly the worst play call in sports history.
No, not sports history.
No.
Dude, the
quarterback sneak. In that situation,
he was the quarterback.
Out of all the sports alive, that was the worst play call in history. Yes, it was.
All the sports alive.
By the way, that was not a quarterback
sneak. And Shaq knew and said, hey, dummy.
Quarterback draw.
Yes.
The quarterback sneak, the Giants have got that down.
Yeah, right.
Also made it very clear that that's not the play that came in from the sidelines. Dak changed it at the line because of the defensive alignment.
Yes.
So he was educating Charles.
And he took it upon himself, Charles.
Yes.
So you can blame Dak. You don't have to blame Kellen Moore, and you don't have to blame Mike McCarthy. And you got to realize you got to have about 16 seconds on the play clock to pull something like that off.
Or, as you say, slide down 5 yards earlier.
Yes. But that's what I said. It's the length of the play that basically makes it tough for the umpire to run down the field behind the quarterback.
I mean, this is one of those moments that has lasted a week as a talking point in the NFL. There's been like a few of those.
Yeah.
But this is one of those moments. I think last year the decision to kick the field goal with the Packers was one of those things that lasted about a week.
I wonder if he learned. I wonder if he has that situation arise again.
Right.
What does he do?
The not giving it to Marshawn Lynch in the Super Bowl and then throwing the pick, that was one that lasted a while.
The shame of this one, though, is it's not why they lost the game.
I know. It was the previous drive.
It was a stupid call. They weren't winning anyway.
Yeah, I know. But people are still talking about it.
The amazing thing about this is they should have never gotten to this because Jimmy Garoppolo had the first down on the quarterback sneak. He didn't let his guy get set when he shifted.
Well, their all-star offense should have been able to go down and score when they had the ball the time prior.
Yes.
And they didn't do that. Baseball and the owners and the players will meet again Monday face-to-face for their latest bargaining session. Boomer mentioned Rangers-Panthers tonight. You got the Islanders and the Coyotes.
Rangers-Hurricanes.
What'd I say?
Panthers.
Well, they play in Carolina, too. Maybe they'll show up.
Yeah. Carolina Panthers do, but not the hockey team.
Yeah.
The football team.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe the Rangers get confused and they play the Panthers. You don't know. Show up at the wrong place.
You never know. They're playing a team from Carolina, though. We know that they are. Yes.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Can you tell me what the hell you were just watching? Because, I mean, it was just screaming and yelling and talking over everybody.
It was actually pretty funny. And I guess there's some sort of show that Antonio Brown went on.
Oh, okay.
And he basically said that he didn't feel like he needed mental health or help with his mental health.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't need it. So I've often told you that working with Brandon Marshall at Inside the NFL, he made me understand really more about mental health than anybody I've ever been around because he's been so open about his own struggles.
Sure. Now, is Brandon Marshall on this show?
That's who's screaming with Antonio Brown.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of funny screaming at each other. It's actually Brandon's trying to explain his thought process when it comes to Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown's basically saying, I don't need help with my mental health. But Brandon's an advocate for everybody getting help.
So is Brandon saying that he needs to get help?
I haven't gotten through all of it. Like I said at the beginning of all this, that Brandon Marshall would be a great guy to talk to about all this.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And Antonio Brown is still claiming that that he's steady, that he's all good.
Yeah.
And I guess he is in his own life and the way he sees himself, fine. But it's just a very interesting and very funny interaction between the two guys.
Yeah, I mean, I was curious because I just heard a lot of yelling. I didn't know if it was contentious or what was going on or whatever.
No, it wasn't contentious. They had smiles on their face and everything
else. Okay, all right, good. Yeah, so I believe this is the I Am Athlete podcast,
yes,
right?
Or TV show.
Or whatever it is. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's tough. I mean, the reason, I guess Antonio Brown asked the question, because I read these quotes yesterday, too, I believe it was from the same podcast, which was, how come every time something happens with me, people are questioning my mental health?
Because there's a lot of things that happen to you.
Yeah, and also, I'll tell you why. There's another reason why, too. He went through many years in Pittsburgh where he was a model citizen and was the best player on the team, the nicest guy on the team. And that was, I just couldn't understand how he could go and do that heel turn in the way that he did.
Well, so he put Mike Tomlin in an impossible situation.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You guys talking, or am I talking to you?
I was curious about something. You go ahead. You could finish your thought, and then we'll get to it. Mike Tomlin put him
right. No, I was saying, like, Mike Tomlin had to deactivate him that last game, the last year he was there.
Yeah,
and he got all mad about that, and then he left.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes out, and he ends up going. There's a lot of things that went on with him, but he ends up with the Raiders, burns his feet in a cryo chamber.
Yeah.
Gets into it with the NFL over a helmet. There's always an issue. There's always a problem. There's always something that's going on. And then there's anger issues with the guy delivering something to his house in Florida. And then there's all sorts of other accusations that have been thrown at him for different reasons. Belichick had him for like a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, if you can't play for Arians, Gruden, and Tomlin, you can't play in this league.
And I do think people are trying to be compassionate with Antonio Brown.
I think they are trying.
I think Tom Brady is one of those guys, too. I want to get his life straight. I want to figure it out. And I want to make sure that he's the best he can be.
Right. And, so when I see him on a show with Brandon
Marshall,
Brandon's there because he's been very open and honest about his mental health struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And about how he's dealt with them. And hell, he wore the shoes on the field to highlight Mental Health Day or Mental Health Week or game or whatever it was. So listening to him argue, I would imagine that Brandon, I haven't gotten through it all, but they're laughing at each other.
All right, good.
Yelling at each other.
Good.
But it was also frustrating to listen to both of them go back and forth with each other.
All right, speaking of another Brandon Tierney, is he here yet to talk about the Sal Licata situation?
Well, he is here, and I walked in as he walked in the studio, and Anthony Gallo Digital was behind me. He was not running a camera, though, yet. And, but Sal said, Gallo said, I want to get your take on what's going on with Sal Licata. And he goes, I don't know what's going on. And he said, well, he did, and he said, you don't want the smoke or whatever. He goes, the hell out of here with that, and did not want to go on the air and said he was preparing a show. So then, to Anthony Gallo's credit, he turned the camera on and put it in his face and goes, so is that a no comment?
That's great.
But he
good
goes,
job by Anthony.
Shut that off.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So there, he knows that.
He doesn't want anything to do with this, but props to
Small balls.
Props to Anthony Gallo.
Yeah. Small balls. Small balls.
Man, let's go, Brandon.
I mean, wait. Yeah. Doesn't want any part of this. Smoke.
Small balls. Small balls.
Small balls.
Is Sal right about that? I don't know. What's funny is, like, guys that make a living,
right,
fighting and arguing don't want to. Sometimes when they get involved, they don't want to get in the mix.
I'm surprised here.
Weird.
I mean, and all we've done here is, especially, the Boomer's like, I'm taking Brandon Tierney in this and a fight.
100%.
Like, you've had his back.
Small balls.
I mean, that's shocking to me.
Brandon's dad was a cop, right?
I don't know.
I believe he was he a detective?
Huh. I'm not sure.
I think so. He's got toughness in him. Don't want to be messing with him now.
But why? This is a strange one to me.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just trying to gather information on what Sal said and did. And
no. Nope.
Oh, he heard us play
small balls.
That's exactly what he did and what he said.
He didn't. Does not want to participate in this. It looked like I'm putting words in his mouth. Nonsense.
He doesn't want to participate in the nonsense.
That's me interpreting his
Interesting.
His reaction.
Now, small balls. Now, is the nonsense us talking about, or is the nonsense Sal going after him?
The whole, like, I'm not getting into any of this stuff.
Shocked.
To send Gallo back in.
Yeah, I know. So,
no, well.
Yeah, Gallo's not afraid of anything.
It's so funny. He wanted nothing to do with it, and then Gallo turns the camera on. It's right in his face. He goes, I was almost Gallo like, how'd it go with that?
Gallo lived with Francesa, right? So he's not afraid of anybody.
Right, good, exactly. Yeah.
He's like the basement troll that comes out and just gets in your face.
Yeah, he's
perfect.
He's been in much more toxic situations than this, Anthony Gallo. Mike Francesa's basement running that app. Oh, my God.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's why you got to give Anthony Gallo some credit.
We got to talk to Brandon.
Absolutely. I would give him full credit.
We got to talk.
You
to
may
Brandon.
Have to go talk him off the like, you know.
No, we have to together.
I feel like we have our own mental health issues around here, and I'm not making fun of that, but I just
this is not a mental health issue that Brandon just
it's
doesn't
not healthy
small
that
balls.
He is not confronting this.
Yeah. It's
small balls.
What are we doing? Isn't this what we do here at WFAN?
People without penises. All right.
We confront and confront each other.
Yeah, this is what we do.
It's all about confrontation.
Yeah.
Especially on air. Behind the scenes, we don't confront each other.
No,
but
right.
On the air, we all
exactly.
Bravado.
We just run around scared, passive-aggressively talk trash about everybody else.
It's really, I mean, a little shocking to me. Because, you know, we're trying to promote Brandon and Tiki.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing. I mean, I've been trying to. This is like we shine light on the radio station and the issues that are going on there. I think it's a perfect thing for Sal and Brandon.
Maybe this makes it more interesting.
Maybe he had a tough commute. He wasn't even have his backpack off yet. His mask was still on. You know what I'm saying?
Right in his face when he got here.
With a camera. Small balls. See, that I can understand. That I can totally understand. When you first get here, you know, you're driving in, it's freezing cold.
No, but there was a finality about that. Get out of here with that, like, it's over.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, people need a little 5 to 10 minutes just to, like, when I get here in the morning, I need, like, my 5, 10 minutes by myself.
That's what I'm saying.
Just to kind of get things organized and just relax, get yourself into the day. And you can't, like, be right in a guy's face.
So here's the real question. You know, we're big at digital initiatives.
Yeah.
Digital. There is a few second clip that he got.
Got to use it.
Saying, get that out of here.
He's got to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Has to. What do you mean you don't know?
I'll tell you what. So if you put that up there, like get that out of my face next to he doesn't want the smoke.
Ooh.
That is like
intense. Now you got something right there.
Yeah. Because there's video evidence of him declining the smoke.
Look, I worked with Brandon.
Small balls.
CBS Sports Network in the morning on Tops.
He never declined smoke.
That guy doesn't take crap from anybody.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
He's never turned down
back,
smoke.
Man.
So what's going on?
Brandon's my boy.
Why is he turning down this smoke? Maybe he believes it's Sal Licata way too beneath him. Maybe that's what it is.
I'm telling you, I think this is a jealousy thing going on.
Like he's
there.
Like the overnight guy?
Yeah, seriously.
That
probably looks down at him somewhere along.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why Sal, you know, did what he did.
Yeah.
You mean my holiday fill-in?
That's mean, Eddie. That is really mean. Eddie comes up with one every day. He has one somewhere.
Right there. Zinger Skazer.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.